The game in St. Louis the other night, how much do you think it would have helped you if Brandon Dubinsky had been healthy, or, well, he was healthy, had he been able to play, and how much do you expect that Dubie's going to help you in this game tonight?
Well, the game before against Pittsburgh, he was our best player. The thing about Dubie is he drags people along with his enthusiasm and his competitiveness. He pulls people along within our team. I don't know what happens in St. Louis. I'm disappointed we don't at least get a point there. Maybe he does something the right way. Maybe he bangs a goal in and we win the game. But you really can't look at it that way because he was out. We knew it. I thought we put some good minutes in that game. But I think we fail because we don't at least get a point out of there. And so you move on, and he's going to be a big part of this game here tonight.
You talked about the fact after the St. Louis game that there are some guys that still need to learn how to play in that type of situation. What can you do to get those guys more in tune to play in those big games and those back-to-back games? And, I mean, you're in a must-win for a long time now. The rest of the way, you're in a must-win. How do you get those guys into that mind frame?
Well, and just what you said, it's a mindset. That's a constant theme that we have with our video, with our meetings. You'd be surprised how little we talk about the X's and O's. We are talking about a mental toughness most of the time here as far as how you handle these type of situations in the jam we're in. And St. Louis is one. We were an emotional win against Pittsburgh. You're tired. You have some travel. They're waiting for you. But we just don't do the – it's 1-1 in the third period. We have a major breakdown. And I'm not going to go over the breakdown or point fingers right now, but we have a major breakdown that causes that second goal where if we just stayed within ourselves and we're mentally sound and defend the proper way, maybe we prolong that, and maybe it's 1-1. Maybe we win in overtime, but maybe we lose in overtime, but we get a point. Those are the situations we're talking about. So it's a mental toughness, and I think we have a ways to go there.
What about faceoffs? You talked about that last week. You needed to get better. Are you getting better yet?
No, we were awful in St. Louis. That's puck possession as far as faceoffs. We continually work on it. We continually look at it. The biggest thing we're trying to do as a coach and a coaching staff is to show video as far as how you can win them as a group, not as an individual. I think you leave that up to the centers for them to work in that part of it. But to win the ties and be in the areas to try to create a battle so you try to tie the puck and it isn't just a shotgun back to the blue line and a shot on net, those are the type of situations we're trying to work on.
As you get better in some areas, you struggle more in other areas. Case in point, getting much better on the penalty kill. The power play has been slipping. Yeah. What can you do to get the power play going?
Yeah, I think we need to get back into that shooter mentality, get pucks to the net. When I've seen this power play work, it's putting pucks on the net and everybody converging looking for rebounds. Right now, I think we're trying to make a little bit too many plays through seams, trying to force plays instead of just using the top half of the ice, banging away and looking to get rebounds.
Speaking of getting the puck to the net, this is a team tonight that's without its top goalie. Is that even more of a priority tonight, just to fire pucks from everywhere?
Yeah, and in the past couple of days, we've done a lot of work on the ice and video as far as bad angle shots. Bad angle shots are a key part of hockey now, because teams just don't give up much in the middle of the ice. Teams back check so well. If you're looking to make back plays or plays into the slot, it's usually gobbled up and gone the other way. It's just throwing it into the blue, bad angle shots, and looking to bang in rebounds. I'm not sure who's playing for them tonight, but certainly Price isn't there. You're certainly going to try to generate some stuff into their crease.
George, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.